This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Marcus Heatherly. Welcome to today's edition of Stock Day. We have a returning company, though it's been since May of last year since they've been on. We're talking about no other than Freedom Leaf, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FRLF. And with us today, we're glad to have him back, is the CEO, Mr. Clifford Perry. Cliff, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Mark. First of all, I do apologize for having such a long time away, but quite frankly, we have just been swamped with a number of acquisitions and acceleration of a number of companies. And quite frankly, we're now ready to begin our new campaign and rebrand, if you will. We were always a media company, but now we're becoming more and more vertically integrated in the hemp cultivation industry.
Got it. Well, if you would, Cliff, if you could tell us about Freedom Leaf's European expansion and bring us up to date on your progress with that.
I'd be happy to. So, Freedom Leaf, when we began in 2014, we always had, right from the start, employees in Spain, because my co-founder has been living and working in Europe for probably the past 40 years. We always believed that there would be a major strategic play in Europe for the emerging cannabis and hemp sector. And our team over there has done an incredible job finding us properties that we have acquired. Our first acquisition, as you may or may not know, was La Marijuana. That's spelled with an H, L-A-M-A-R-I-H-U-A-N-A. And LaMarijuana.com is the largest and most well-known Spanish cannabis and hemp website in the world. And of course, the Google machine translated it into every language. So as a result, our reach is 1.7 million visitors a month and about 1.3 million Facebook likes.
Wow.
One of the things about our media platform that people never understood: number one, it's a branding tool. And number two, most importantly, it's a deal funnel that brings in deal flow now from around the world. So one of the great things about our editor-in-chief over in Valencia, at the helm of La Marijuana, which has been in business now for over 12 years. On my last visit to Spain, I, of course, checked in our office, our headquarters in Valencia, Spain, and our editor-in-chief introduced me to one of the most successful outdoor hemp farmers in Valencia. And quite frankly, after the meeting, we contracted with him to acquire his 10 hectares of industrial hemp that he's been growing, for the past 3 years. So he's pretty well perfected the strain. That's about 20,000 kilos that we will be harvesting, shredding. The reason you shred it is because that's what is legally acceptable for export.
Got it.
The flower and bud, and we'll be exporting that via the port of Valencia, and then trucking it to our North Las Vegas extraction facility, and that'll all happen somewhere around September or October of this year. While I was there, the farmer, the master grower, in turn introduced us to a gentleman who is a well-known botanist and cultivator who has owned and operated a 430,000-square-foot indoor greenhouse and nursery facility growing poinsettias, believe it or not, for the past 3 decades to supply not only all of Europe, but the United States as well. Huge facility. long and short of that story is the gentleman was reaching the age of retirement. And it's kind of funny because the master grower was just a boy, the outdoor farmer, and this indoor nursery farmer was his mentor. He introduced us to us, introduced him to us, and we wound up buying the facility, completely 100% owner financed.
Yes,
which is very, very important. A lot of shareholders may say, "Oh my God, what the heck did that cost you, and how's that going to dilute us?" There will be no dilution. It's 100% owner financed. So we in turn rushed to get a rental agreement while we set up our European company, Freedom Leaf Europe and Leafceuticals Europe, so that we could actually be the deed holder. And I am going back, as a matter of fact, tomorrow. That contract was signed. The purchase agreement was signed. We do own the facility. We put together a quick rental agreement, and in the past 30 days, we planted approximately 180,000 seedlings that should be on schedule to bring us easily 10,000 kilos of high-quality indoor hemp. Mm-hmm. Now, that will be sold to the European market, believe it or not, as smokable hemp. It's a big, big craze that started off in Europe before it has started here. It's catching on now. And that hemp will have a huge potential revenue source for Freedom Leaf for the simple fact that it's about $450 a kilo versus the outdoor, that's about $45 a kilo.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really, really excited about that facility. There'll be a lot more information to come. And we're very, very excited and on our way to become and will be, without any question, the largest indoor hemp cultivation facility in the world.
Cliff, I understand that in April of this year, Freedom Leaf acquired an extensive CBD line known as Irie CBD. Can you tell us a little bit about that acquisition, and do you plan on using your own hemp extracts in your consumer product lines?
Oh, what a great question. I'm glad you asked that. We actually do. The whole plan has been to become vertically integrated, and the acquisition of Irie was a tremendous strategic move for us. We initially entered the CBD full spectrum market, and I'll explain that in a little detail, and came out with our own product line called My Hempology. That's myhempology.com. And we're doing very well with that. We've only been marketing it digitally for about the past 6 months, and we're showing very, very good response, about $10,000 to $15,000 in revenue a month. But when we had the opportunity to buy Irie, we acquired them 100%. The facility is located in Oakland, California. We, of course, kept on the master formulator, Rick Potts, who is a former chiropractic physician and has degrees in dietary supplementation and formulation. We've expanded the line, and we're on track to bring in about $3 million this year. With the new expansion.
That's exciting to hear. You know, Cliff, it appears that Freedom Leaf is doing everything to enter the hemp CBD market. You're growing, extracting, formulating, and marketing great products. It looks to me like Freedom Leaf is vertically integrating to position the company in the alternative health and wellness markets. Is that correct?
We absolutely are. Again, you know, people laughed at us and said, you know, why are you a media platform? Don't you know print is dead? Well, again, the media was a branding and deal flow machine for us and still is. But we're actually entering now the health and wellness alternative market. You know, we believe that there is, with no doubt in our mind, that the pharmaceutical industry, the big liquor and tobacco companies are all looking for acquisition, and companies and brands. Brands are the most important thing. You know, right now, Mark, if you type in CBD products in Google, you'll probably get 10,000 different products. But the question is, you know, who can you trust?
That's
who
true.
Who is the real company out there? Who is the brand name that stands behind? You know, it is true that Freedom Leaf's co-founders, C-level executives, have been involved in this sector, in marijuana legalization and advocacy, along with hemp, for the past 50 years, but combined over 200 years. So we didn't just get in this to make a quick buck. We have been involved in the lawmaking, and we're a name. We're the go-to guys in this industry, and we're building products and services to enter the health and wellness market and position ourselves potentially for a spin-off of that division, an acquisition by one of the big companies, or inevitably within the next 12 to 24 months to move up to the NASDAQ.
You're tuned into Stock Day Radio. With us on today's episode, we have Cliff Perry, the CEO of Freedom Leaf, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol FRLF. They're currently around the 17-cent mark with a market cap of just over $29 million. With all the different acquisitions and things they have in the works, we feel that's extremely undervalued at that price. Definitely take a look at them if you're in the market for a health and wellness and CBD and hemp-based company. Cliff, if there's anything you didn't mention you'd like to maybe touch on before we end today's show?
No, I just want to thank you and Everett and your whole organization. We do plan on being on your show at least once a month from this point in time. We've engaged with world-class Madison Avenue public relations firms, and we're going to be doing much more investor and public relations to be able to get the good news out about our company, our brands, and the industry. So looking forward to many more good discussions with you, and keep up the great work.
We appreciate it, Cliff. We appreciate you having back on. Give us an update about all the different things you got going on. I've been up to date on some of your press releases and hearing the backstory on the purchase you guys have made of the greenhouse in Spain. Sounds like an amazing opportunity for the company, along with the other different projects you have going on. So, Cliff, thanks again for your time, and we look forward to having you on in the next 40 to 50 days and giving us another update on your company. Thanks, Cliff.
Thank you, Mark.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.